When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Brought to you by Exergen Thermometers, accuracy matters. Winter weather advisory in effect until 3 p.m. today. Blowing snow in many parts of the state. Poor travel conditions. Be careful. 3 to 5 inches of snow. Winds northwest 20 to 40 miles per hour. Temperatures falling. Tonight, flurries will taper. It's going to be chilly. Low of 12 below. And that frigid weather continues tomorrow. Partly sunny tomorrow. It'll feel like 20 to 30 below zero. High of only 6 below on Thursday. Numbing start to the day on Friday. Current conditions, it is 13 degrees and snowing here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
You gotta love the portal. The portal can be a very good thing, Maxie, and it is for our Gopher football team.
Yeah, it's a tough one. They got Quinn Carroll to come back from Notre Dame, and he was there not playing much, and so you know you hope that he can come back and make an impact. I'm getting old enough now that I was on a football team, played against his father when his dad was at Winona Cotter. His dad was a great player there and then was a great player for the Gophers as a tight end, so they'll bring him back. And see if he can, find himself again with this big behemoth offensive line. The real Minnesota story at Notre Dame, though, has been Joe Alt, the left tackle there, that went in as a true freshman out of Totino Grace and just had an unbelievable year. His father, John, was a great player at Iowa and for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we had John on a couple weeks ago. But Joe played in that bowl game last week, and that is really so for an offensive lineman to start as a true freshman in a position that requires, generally speaking, a lot more physical maturation. Most of your good offensive linemen are, juniors and seniors. And for him to go into one of the top schools in the country and play like that, and I had Nick Carroll on last night, the Totino Grace basketball coach. They got a big game against Whitney Young coming up from Chicago on Saturday, but he had Joe as a basketball player. And Joe didn't play as a senior because he was going to Notre Dame, and I know that he just cringed because they're playing mini hockey. Academy, a great game, great team, and he didn't have that big physical Joe Alt there. So both those kids are part of the offensive linemen that Minnesota produces. But Carroll will have to come back. He'll have to earn it because it's going to be difficult to crack that starting lineup right now because they have so many good prospects at that position.
Jim Harbaugh in kind of leading the Vikings, is that a possibility? It sounds he wants to return to the NFL.
Yeah, I would highly, highly doubt that Jim Harbaugh becomes coach of the Vikings. But here's the real question that you have to ask. as people speculate and the conjecture, is who's going to make the decision. I mean, if let's just say the Vikings, are they going to clean house? Are they going to remove Rick Spielman? If so, who's the next general manager? General manager has a relationship with who? Fill in the blank. Are the Wolves going to delegate this to them? Are they going to hire the coach before they hire the general manager? So it gets really murky really quick, given the Vikings situation. If Rick Spielman stays, then he hires the new coach if Mike Zimmer's gone. But they've got so many things that only the Wolves know the answer to right now. But a lot of it hinges on general manager. And if you hire a coach before you hire a general manager, then you're probably not going to get the best general manager, because general manager is going to say, well, what do you mean? I'm the general manager. I don't get to hire the coach. So there's a lot of moving parts there that they have to figure out, and a lot of different scenarios. And I would imagine one could be that Rick Spielman stays and Mike Zimmer goes. The thing about Zimmer is that, you know, his contract coming up, and you have to extend him if you keep him, and those are big numbers at about $8 million a year. So it's not just a year that you'd have to extend him. It'd be 2 years or something like that. So it's a big number that they have to think about with him. I still think he's the best coach out there for this team right now. And when I look at the candidates, and Harbaugh included, and by the way, Harbaugh gets linked to the Raiders a lot, you know, right now, because with Gruden gone, and they see him as kind of a tough guy, and he won in the Bay Area when he was with San Francisco, took him to a Super Bowl. So and it's all rumors, but I mean, that's the job that he gets linked to the most.
Right. So tonight, the Wolves play Oklahoma City tonight at Target Center, 7 p.m. tip-off on WCCO Radio right here, pregame at 6:30. Are we thinking Kat and Russell back in the lineup?
Yeah, I don't know. At 10:40 today, Chris Finch and will address the media, so we'll know the answer to that. And I don't know if their conditioning, they're out of the protocol, and I don't know if their conditioning is such that they're ready to play. Are they ready to play X amount of minutes? Could they help right away? Do they need some more time like Anthony Edwards did? I don't know how they're going to handle that. But obviously they could use them, and I don't know if they would do it in a reduced role and work them back. But Chris Finch will give us the answer to that coming up here this morning, because this is also new to us that I don't know what these guys do when they're in quarantine, what they're allowed to do to stay in shape. You know, I mean, do they have a Stairmaster at home? Can they go to a gym? And I don't know how they do it, but that would kind of dictate as to whether or not they're ready to play.
Absolutely. Well, we haven't seen the Wild play since Saturday, and that wasn't no. pretty at all. So, but they're being plagued with COVID protocols and injuries and concern about their losing streak.
Yes, and they play Boston tomorrow and they brought up Rossi and Boldy to play. Boldy's from Boston, and so he's going to make his debut out there and have his family on hand. It's really a great story for a kid to go back home and play against the Boston Bruins, where he was a fan of growing up. He said he's a bigger fan of the college hockey teams and the Beanpot and everything else, but he gets to play. And then they signed the McIntyre kid from Thief River Falls, a goalie from the American Hockey Association. He's played a little bit in the NHL as well, played at the University of North Dakota, so they bring him in as a backup with a Minnesota tie. But they have had, they've been practicing. Jonas Brodin came back yesterday. He looked good in practice, out of the protocol. So some of that stuff's coming together, but they lost Jordan Greenway, Erickson Ek, obviously. You got a goaltender. More injuries than they're used to for this team, for sure. Jared Spurgeon's out. So in some respects, they kind of got a break here that they've had some of these games called off and will next week, because there's some healing that needs to be done there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maxie. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Benita.
All right. Hey, I tweeted out on VSoccer, my Twitter account, this fabulous Cale Makar goal. I don't like to publicize Colorado players, but man, this thing is filthy. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, check it out. Fleury had no chance on this one, and I keep watching it over and over again this morning. We'll be back with some midweek motivation coming up on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.